Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
So now, show the video of a military member who refused to take the vaccine. I believe he's Air Force. He refused to take the vaccine. They put him in prison. Once in prison, he was going to go to trial, and they had to shackle him to take him to trial. What's his crime? Did he rape someone? No. Did he murder someone? No. Did he rob someone? No. Is he giving secrets to the enemy? No. He wouldn't take the COVID vaccine. So they had to shackle his arms and his legs to take him out of his cement block prison cell, and he wouldn't go. Look what they did to a man for not taking the vaccine, for wanting freedom of his body. This is unbelievable. Who's going to join the military now? No one. No one should. Not one parent in America should let their child join the military if this is the way you treat heroes ready to sacrifice their life for our country, but not willing to roll up their sleeve and take a poisonous, experimental, emergency-use vaccine that violates the Nuremberg Code. You're not allowed to give someone an experimental vaccine against their will. It violates Nazi-era Nuremberg Code that the world agreed to. And you treat them like this? We have a country that hates our military, hates our police, hates our law enforcement, and also just hates every white straight male conservative. White male military, hated. Military vets, hated. I just can't even believe this is my country. But and I can't believe that's our military. I can't believe my father risked his life in Okinawa and Saipan during World War II to fight for that. He fought for freedom. Not to put someone in shackles and hold them on the ground and almost kill them with a chokehold because they wouldn't take the COVID vaccine.
Joe Biden's America. Welcome back, everybody. Just a reminder of the times that we live in, what you have to look forward to if Joe Biden is to win re-election. In case you're ever wondering what a tyrannical government looks like, if you were wondering what a tyrant is, if you want to know what the beginnings of socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, if you want to know what it looks like, that's it. Right there. You hit it right on the head there. Being forced vaccinated with experimental stuff. We all knew it. This is Joe Biden's America. And the reason that I bring it up is it's just constant warnings of what potentially can be if this man is given the opportunity to run this country for another 4 years. Now, I know you guys are going to sit there and go, "Hey, Joe, he ain't running the country." I know he's not running the country. The point is, whoever is running the country, whether it's him or it's Obama or it's the other cronies from Obama's administration or whatever, whoever's running the country, that's what you have to look forward to for the next 4 years. Not to mention what we talked about as far as the Supreme Court goes, that we could have some real severe problems on there and we could lose our freedoms that way. This is an ugly election. The outcome is extremely important that it goes our way this time, no matter what. And we need to win, period. I don't know how else to say it. Obviously, this is not advocating for violence or anything crazy, but it's just one of those things. This is a situation where you got to win. We have to have a W this time. We need to win this time. There is no other option. Otherwise, America has changed so much over the last 4 years. Since Joe Biden got into office, America is borderline unrecognizable. I mean, there are glimmers of what we used to be still left here and there. There is still hope. You know, certainly the pendulum swung more back to the center and people are coming back from crazy town and they're finally returning back home to realize that, yeah, we got a little out of whack here for a little bit. But this is a very different America that we are in today versus the one that we were in under Donald Trump. Yeah, very different America. The around the world, the money being spent, everything here at home, immigration, everything. It is a very different United States today than it was just a short 3.5 years ago. It's crazy how one person can screw everything up. And it happens like that all the time. You ever look at a corporation, and this corporation's Disney. Disney's a perfect example. This corporation's a major corporation. It's a conglomerate. It's everybody trusts it. They love the brand. They love the merchandise. They love everything about it. Then you get one person that goes in there with different ideas that doesn't want to honor what it was and decides that they're going to impose what they want in there, and it just changes everything. And it just goes to hell in a handbag. It's not the first time you've seen it. It's just unfortunate. This time, rather than it just being some corporation or whatnot, this time it's actually the United States. I mean, disturbing, really. The woman, what's her name? Amy Harris. She sold the diary to Project Veritas. The diary I'm talking about is Biden's daughter's diary. Sold it to Project Veritas. She's actually going to do jail time. The prosecutor said it was a brazen plot to damage Biden Jr. in the 2020 election. Okay, remember, think about what he said. They're saying Amy Harris had this dastardly plan to damage Joe Biden's reputation for the 2020 election over Ashley Biden's diary. Okay, the proof is out. Okay, in her diary, which is handwritten in her own hand, she says, "Was I molested?" She said at a young age, she would share showers with her dad's, I mean, okay, yes, you were molested. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, the whole shower thing is disturbing. I would like to point out one thing. She's going to do a month in prison, which is not much, but I mean, even still, it's just a matter of destroying her and her reputation for doing something to him. But I would like to say one thing, is that if this was so untrue, if this was such a falsehood, how come Ashley Biden has not filed a lawsuit against this lady? Huh? I'm just curious. Why hasn't she gone after this lady? Why hasn't she filed against this lady? Why hasn't she pressed charges against this lady? You know that Biden's DOJ, you know, she's going to be backed up. Ashley Biden will have anything she possibly needs, anything she could ever hope for, anything she could ever want. You get all the right judges and all the right courts, it'd be a slam dunk. How come there has not been a lawsuit? How come? Don't you find that interesting? Or is it just that it's so true that they just want to put this lady in jail for a month as a warning that you better shut your mouth and you better stop, and they want all of this to go away because the next election's around the corner, and how damaging would it be that you find out that this creepy old man was showering with his teenage daughter? Is that, I don't know what else says creepy but that. I don't know what else. You probably deserve some old school firing squad action. Than that. I mean, it's that bad. You want that guy to be president again for 4 years? I mean, President Trump may say stuff that's off the wall. Maybe he says things that you don't like from time to time. Maybe people aren't happy with the things that he says. Maybe you're not happy with the truths that he puts out there. But at the end of the day, he's not being accused of that. In the case where he was accused of something, he was found innocent as far as the criminal part, the criminal side of it, but guilty on the financial side of it, just so that they could punish him in some way, shape, or form because they can't hurt this man. So President Trump hasn't been accused of molesting little children. Trump wasn't on, what's his name's island? Epstein's Island. Again, I'll ask all liberals, liberals, independents, even right wingers I just can't vote for Trump. I just can't do it. The guy, I just can't. Okay. You'd rather that guy be president? You don't think that his sins are greater than what Trump did, that Trump pissed you off? You don't think that Joe Biden has taken more rights away from Americans than virtually any other president in history? But you want to vote for that guy? Yeah, I can tell you, you're certainly not a conservative. You're certainly not on the right. Maybe you're independent, but chances are, if you feel that way and you claim that you're on the right side of things, you're more than likely just a rhino undercover and you're actually a leftist. Even a leftist, I can't imagine how you could vote for this man after all of that, after knowing that he's a child molester. I mean, I wish I had the clip ready. I should have thought of it and had the clip ready for you guys. About when in Joe Biden talking about how he used to, kids come up and they'd rub their hand down my legs and they'd sit on my lap, and I love kids sitting on my lap. Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. People, you would rather that guy in the White House than Donald Trump. If you would, shame on you. Okay, shame on you if you would, because that is disturbing in itself. You know, the thing is, Democrats, you guys vote for stupid people. A lot of the people you guys put in office, they're stupid people. I mean, here's a perfect example of that.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why. But how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
The moon is mostly gases? The moon is mostly made of gases. The sun is almost unmanageable to get to. I don't know. Do you know something that I don't that could handle the heat as you get closer to the sun, millions upon millions of degrees? Do you know any metal that we have here that could shield you from that heat, or you think you'd disintegrate on the way there? Yeah, the moon. The best part is, you're so educated. You're so well educated. You spent so many years in college this is Sheila Jackson, by the way, in case I forgot to say that, which I think I did. But you're so well educated, Miss Jackson, that obviously you didn't pay very close attention in science, because the moon is made up of gases, except it isn't. That's about the only problem we have here, is it isn't made up of gases. Okay. And the moon is more manageable. Are you thinking about going to the moon? Are you planning on relocating to the moon? I would advocate for all Democrats and all radical leftists. I think you guys should all move to the moon. I think that'd be a fantastic move. I think it would be amazing that you guys all went to the moon. That way, we could get back to being sane here in the United States, and we can get this party rolling again, where we're going to be the greatest nation on the planet once again. Because you guys are the ones that stop us every time. You guys are the ones that are hitting the brake. You're not pumping on the gas like we are. You're slamming on the brakes. You're putting the car in park. You're putting the car in reverse. You won't let us move forward and just continue being the greatest nation that we can be and that we were in the past, because you guys are just that smart. So once again, Democrats, thank you for hiring such stupid people to run the country and to have any type of impact on society. Because somebody like her should not be able to do anything more than ask you, would you like that order large or not? Would you like to upsize? Would you like to upsize that, sir? Because if you think that the moon is made of gases, that we definitely have got a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.